447, Chuck Price, Price Financial Group Wealth Management. He is our financial guru, man. He really knows what's going down. I wanted to talk to you, Chuck, today. President Obama addressed the nation. Clearly, there was a much bigger situation going on with the Washington Navy Yard. But he wanted to address the nation on the five-year anniversary. It was 5 years ago today, 2008, when the economy just went into a gigantic tailspin. Are we recovering, or is it smoke and mirrors?
It's smoke and mirrors.
Explain that.
And for one thing, Terry, you know, I get a big kick out of the president saying about the recovery. If you go back to before that date he's talking about, if you go back to 10-9-07, when the Dow Jones closed at 15,376.13. That's a year before he's talking about. We are only up from that period of time 8.55%. So in 5 years and 11 months, we're up 1.45 per year. Does that sound like a recovery to you?
It doesn't sound like a place where I'd put my money, that's for sure. That doesn't sound like, that's amazing when you break it out into those terms. When you say smoke and mirrors, Chuck, the everyday guy like myself, you know, I think it's inherent amongst us that we want to hear good news, especially for as bad as the last 5 years have been. How is it a smoke and mirror dog and pony show? I mean, when is it going to collapse again on us?
Well, I think the market's going to, I think we've got about a year, maybe a little longer than that, before we take another market, a big market adjustment. I think we're going to have some little dips here in between, but I look for 2014 to have a major correction in the market. I think that's going to be a great buying opportunity for people. The key to taking advantage of these things, the thing that drives me kind of crazy is when the news people talk about, they always talk about that everybody took their money out on October 8th, waiting for the crash on the 9th, and then they stuck their money back in on the 10th. I'd like to know who those people are.
Yeah, because that didn't happen.
No, I mean, it didn't happen to anybody I know of. I mean, you know, that's just not real. It's not realistic. I mean, unless you're an inside trader and you know what's going to happen before it happens, and I don't know if anybody knew that stuff was going to happen at all, but the average person hasn't got a chance from that standpoint. And that's why we tell people, if you're going to be trading in individual stocks, you better be doing that with discretionary money that you can afford to lose. Because it is a gamble.
I got to tell you, Chuck, you made my heart sink, and I think probably a lot of people, when you said, it's smoke and mirrors, it's scary for a person like myself, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people that their 401ks and everything went up in smoke. They're starting to bounce back a little bit. Is it going to be likely that people that are in their 40s like myself, when they're ready to retire, do we still have a fighting chance to get there, or is that dream maybe gone away because the damage was so great?
No, Terry. Hey, listen. Here's the realness of what's happening. We're in a long-term bear market. The long-term bear markets last 16 to 20 years. We're in the 13th year of it. When we get through this, we're going to have a major roaring 20s. When we get to about 2020, we're going to have a roaring economy. And you know what? None of the politicians can ruin it. None of them can make it happen. It's just going to happen. And it's just like if you go back and you look at from 1966 to 1982, most people, if they've just invested the money into an index fund, and let's say they put $100,000 in 66, in 1982, their $100,000 would have been worth $100,000.
Amazing. Yeah.
But you know what? We're still alive, aren't we?
Yep. We're all.
The economy goes in cycles. And what you got to do is just be careful when you're in this kind of a cycle. Don't take adverse risk and get a big beat down. The problem is when people go out there and take a real risk, like in 2008, people that were down 37%, you got to make 58 to get even.
Yeah.
So the real key is avoid the big dips. If you can avoid the big dips, you will consistently outperform the markets, because I guarantee you the markets have big dips.
Chuck, you gave us a one to avoid a year ago. It was Facebook. Everybody was buzzing on Facebook. I got to check traffic, but I want to get your take on this Thursday's public offering for Twitter and see what your take is on that right after Nicole Camerata in real-time traffic.
So we still have lots of slow traffic on I-5 going northbound because of that earlier accident and disabled vehicle on the interstate bridge. But we also have a stalled vehicle on 26 going westbound. It's near the zoo off-ramp. The right lane and right shoulder are both blocked, so we're seeing lots of brake lights in that area. Also, an accident on TV Highway and Southwest 214th involves two cars and, unfortunately, some injuries. We have police, medic, and fire en route. This has been brought to you by Bugatti's Italian Restaurant. Bugatti's Italian Restaurant in West Lynn is available to book your holiday season luncheons. It's not too early to book Bugatti's. Next real-time traffic coming up at 5:04. Back to you guys.
Nicole, thank you. It's 4:53. Chuck Price, Price Financial Group Wealth Management, which, by the way, Chuck is our financial guru. He's our expert. He nailed it a year ago on Facebook. He was one of the few people who told, run from it. Don't put your money in. It'll be a year from now before it even gets back to where it started, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you take a look at the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook, it's like night and day. LinkedIn came out at a reasonable price of their stock. Everybody had a chance to buy into it, write it up, and that stock's up 400% from when it came out. On the other hand, Facebook, where you have owners who wanted to get greedy and get filthy rich right away, overpriced their stock. And just now, people are back up to about 16 or 17% ahead, but took a big beating for a long time. So the real key to Twitter is if Twitter comes out with a reasonable price on the stock, values the stock fairly, I think it's a great buy. If they overprice it, and I haven't seen yet the price they're going to come out with, but if they overprice it, I wouldn't touch it for a while. For maybe 6 months. If they underprice it, I would buy it because I think in 3 or 4 years, you're going to get a really nice return.
Chuck, I haven't seen a price, and I've heard them talking about how they're going to make it reasonably priced. Do you think that they learned a lesson from watching Facebook come out?
Oh, absolutely. You talk about a classic playbook for a play that you shouldn't run. That was it. Facebook did everything incorrectly to begin with.
Well,
and everybody was saying when it came out, a lot of people were saying, oh, it's great stock. But most of the economists were looking at it and saying, hey, wait a minute. You're $15 higher than the book value of this stock. Why would anybody buy that?
Yeah, I just distinctly remember how adamant you were because, I mean, the wave was so big. People are, oh, this is going to fix everybody's 401k. Take every dollar you have, borrow everyone you can. And you were the one who stood in the fire and said, it's nonsense, don't do it. And boy, like not even 24 hours later, you could have stood there and went, told you so, but you didn't. You actually had a lot of compassion for people, much like there was one of our listeners who called in the middle of that, who put her entire life savings into Facebook.
See, and I really feel bad for people to do that. And I don't think you should buy the farm on any one stock. I mean, even if Twitter comes out and they price it fairly and they come up with a good price, putting some money into it makes sense. But, you know, as a financial planner, we don't recommend that you have 5% of your investment portfolio in any one investment, particularly an individual stock.
Well, I have to tell you, if any of this is making sense to you and you're listening, Price Financial Group Wealth Management, Chuck Price, you can reach him at 503-253-3000. He talks normal, common sense. You can understand it, just like he's just done here this afternoon. Chuck, we got to get out on the golf course soon, my friend, before the rain gets too significant.
Absolutely. How are you doing on your tryout?
The radio show tryouts?
Weren't you trying out for the U.S. Open?
Oh, yeah, that was back in the summer.
Radio show tryout. Yeah, still working on it. One day, we hope it's going to work.
I'll have to go practice.
All right, man. You and I'll have to get out. Chuck, have a great rest of your week. Thanks for taking
Chuck.
Chuck was up in Seattle for the big beatdown over the weekend, which we'll talk about here in about an hour from now with Rondo. Tim Riley in the newsroom. He has today's biggest news stories.
The latest of the D.C. Navy Yard shootings. Portland teachers are working without a contract in hearings on the new Longview coal exporting terminal.
Nicole Camerata is going to get us home safely tonight.
Yeah, we got lots of incidents going on right about now. I'll tell you where they are next.
Daimler Chrysler made a huge announcement today. I think you'll be interested in. Plus, be glad you don't live in Pittsburgh. I'll explain both of those 4 minutes from right now.